Hello and welcome to the HelpNet Security Podcast. My name is Anthony Alves from Core Security Technologies. Today I'll be talking to you a little bit about penetration testing and some of the things that you should look for when considering doing a penetration testing, whether it's something you'll be doing in-house with your own staff or something that you'll be doing externally and outsourcing to a professional penetration testing group. Some of the things you want to consider when you're doing a penetration test is the things that you need to do a penetration test. What is your goal? What are you trying to accomplish when doing a penetration test? Of course, penetration test is part of risk assessment or vulnerability management process. What have you done previously in that scope, as far as patching, vulnerability scanning, things like that, configuration management? So when you step all the way up to the level of penetration testing, some of the things you need to understand are the tools. What are the tools that you're going to be using? Are these going to be professional, commercial-grade tools? Are they going to be open-source, free tools? And there's a very large set of tools that you would need to use, everything from exploit code and vulnerability scanning products. You also have to have a plan and a methodology. So when you're doing a penetration test, you can't just go in and just start attacking things willy-nilly without really a guide for what am I trying to accomplish here. So everything from what are the networks? What are the IP addresses? What are the systems that I'm going to be testing? Are these just servers on the outside? Are they servers on the inside? Are they going to also be the workstations? Are they going to be the user's individual computers? Are you also testing things such as printers, routers, switches? So a penetration test is more than just simply banging away at the front door. It can encompass all sorts of things. Also, if you're deciding to do your web application, so if you have outside-facing applications in which you want to test, again, it's not just the outside you have to worry about. I think the statistic still holds true. About 80% of all attacks come from inside the network, from trusted users or even an untrusted user that happens to be able to get access to your network, whether it's through now wireless problems. Wireless, because of the way it works, is escapes the walls. It's not as confined as it is within a LAN on a wired network, so you have to consider that sort of access. And then from there, you also have to consider testing your users, performing things such as phishing attacks, client-side attacks in which you're using emails or phishing types of attacks to get a user to do something that they shouldn't be doing. So these are all the sorts of things that you have to really take into consideration when doing a penetration test. And there's lots of different tools that you'll need to use. There's no one tool that's going to accomplish everything for you. So you want to actually consider where are those tools coming from, what are the source of those tools. When you consider open source types of tools, where is the code, where is the attacks, are they coming from a safe, secure source, or are they coming from someplace that you might not be able to trust? Then, of course, once you do your penetration test, you figure out your methodology, you understand exactly how you're going to go about it, you create your template, and you start your penetration test, and you work your way through, if you work from the outside in or the inside out. While you're doing all of this, you need to consider logging everything that you're doing. If you're doing a test in which there is, it's a blind test in which you know nothing about the networks essentially except for an IP address, and you don't tell certain staff, possibly the administrators of certain systems, that you're going to be doing this penetration test, you need to make sure you log all of your activity and know exactly what you did and when you did it, so that when it comes back and the test is completed, folks are actually going through and looking at their systems and seeing exactly what was done and when it was done, you can say this was me, this was not me, or this was part of the penetration test, or possibly it was not. So the ability to log and track and show exactly everything that was done right down, you know, with timestamps, you need to know exactly when it happened so that you can audit all of this at a later time and then repeat it as well. So once you've done your penetration test, you find and discover all of your problems, things you need to patch, whether it's default passwords that were left open or patches that haven't been applied that leave vulnerabilities, you need to actually go back, address those issues, and then retest them to make sure that you have properly addressed those issues. And then from there, once you've done that, you want to create a report or set of reports, depending on who your audience is, a very simple set of reports that you would show to management, maybe to the executive staff, also a set of reports that you would provide to the administrators of the system. So here are the systems that we discovered that had certain vulnerabilities. Here is the information that you need to know to go off and patch that system. So there's a very, very long list of things you need to consider when doing a penetration test. Again, everything from what are the tools, what are you trying to accomplish, what's the methodology, right down to creating the reports. So just a quick little primer on performing a penetration test and things that you should consider when thinking about doing a penetration test, whether it's something that you are doing in-house with your own staff and your own tools, or something that you're outsourcing. So thank you again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.